put a spell on you. Because you're mine.
Welcome to my Halloween fest today. For 15 minutes, I get to play with you here on the radio. I want to thank you for listening. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, on this beautiful Halloween afternoon. 2021. We're going to talk a little bit about being frightened. And I get all sorts of emails about why people are frightened. I do. They like to be frightened. And I think there's a part of us that knows being frightened alters our mood and everything. But let's just talk about a little bit about the science of it and the whole thing. Now, I hope you can hear this. I really do. And try to understand. When you're a person of the body, when your life is what your body dictates to you, you are held hostage, captive, as it were, to your senses, to your hormones, to the chemicals in your brain. In fact, your brain at all. The whole kit and caboodle of the brain, the whole thing. You start to calibrate your life according to what your body's instincts are. And we have many, many different kinds of instincts. So when we're getting into why we like to be frightened, and I do have a couple of emails here about being frightened, you start to really understand that it's about enjoying the fear. The hormones that are excreted in our body motivate a certain part of our DNA. You know, the fight or flight kind of thing that we have within us. It brings back primal emotions. And then we calibrate our life according to those emotions. And in some ways, in odd ways, the chemicals that are excreted into the body and then into the brain makes us feel different. But it depends on how severe the fear is or how severe the frightening experience might be. But the reason behind it is we feel some sense of entertainment. We feel some sense of release from our own life. It's cathartic for a lot of people. And I'm just stating the facts. And those are the ones you can read anywhere on the internet. Those are things that you can read anywhere in science magazines. I would suggest you go to Robert Sapolsky's. I talk about it a great deal. His beautiful work on Behave. You start to look at it, listen to some of the things that he's talking about with the brain and the fear response to the brain. Then you start to understand the functions of why we like to be frightened. It is not good for us, but this is the way we are. First question comes from Annie. She does not tell me where she lives. She goes into this long email about her fears, all of her fears. And then she says, the weird thing about it all is that I will actually like to be frightened. And then she goes into why. She doesn't know why. She doesn't understand. But she does lead me to understand the nature of her life and the difficulty of her living in her life. So she goes into that and makes that the essence of her email. So Annie, listen to me and try to understand. There is a certain chemical, there is a certain hormonal component in our bodies that is primal. And this primal feeling is to run away from danger, to run away from something in ancient days that might have killed us, just to run away. And as we live in this desperate need for life and death, we feel something different in our body. Also, now get this, we lose a sense of our intuition, but gain a sense of, shall we say, foresight in realizing that there is something dangerous starting to happen. And we like that danger. We like the way that danger works in us. We like the danger in totality. The danger makes us feel alive. That's the way most people are, people of the body. And as long as I live from the instincts and the threats, the pleasures of the human body, I am going to be, so to speak, addicted to what this is all about. I will start to experience fear in any way, shape, or form and actually make it a pleasure. When I make my fears a pleasure, a relief, something I do to make myself feel better or different, that is when it becomes a real problem. Now, there are people who like to be frightened, lots of people. And so, Annie, you probably, with everything you've told me in your email about what frightens you and what you go through in the course of a day with your fears, you have to understand this has become a lifestyle. When we have devoted our entire life to our body, when we have totally identified our life as a body, we are a somebody. That is when we miss our life. That is when difficulties arrive. We have set into motion a certain psychology that is not really very healthy for us, but we do it anyway for the simple fact of enjoyment. We like the way our body feels when the hormones kick in, when the brain starts becoming, shall we say, harmonic with the body, when we start to understand our serotonins and we start to feel excited about being frightened, because it alters our brainwaves. It alters the way we think. It alters our emotions. And we're always fussing and playing with our emotions. We make them the cornerstone of our entire life. So with that all being said, the instincts of emotion and how we like to play with our emotions and live in them, we set forth the whole idea of being frightened. It is not good for us. It is certainly natural for the human body to be frightened. But to make it a form of entertainment, to make it a form of gratification, to make that whole thing a form of allowing myself to be introduced to new hormones in my body, fight or flight, puts me at a very big disadvantage when I try to meditate or work upon myself at all. Because then we learn that, oh, I can be frightened about love. I could be frightened about an altered state of mind. I could be frightened about entering into consciousness. I could be frightened about everything. And a lot of people are frightened because they think they're out of control when they're meditating. Or when you're starting to have any form of self-examination, it is very difficult for people to do it because they feel out of control. When we are frightened, when we are watching a scary movie or whatever, a slasher movie, we don't realize what we're doing to our brain. We don't realize what we are doing to our minds and what we are doing to our unconscious, which will present all of these things to us at very inopportune times, inappropriate times, when we need to find some inner peace. We have no respect for the mind, for the human brain. None whatsoever. And partly because We don't know how it works, and we don't care. As long as emotions are dominant, that's the only thing that matters to us. And that dominance can be with pleasure or pain. And the hormones in our body, in our brain, will dictate exactly what can and cannot happen. So there you are. That's simple. Annie, thank you for your question. And thank you. I read your long email. I read every word of it. And if you ever need some help, call me. I'm a Ghostbuster. I'd love to hear from you. Please forgive me. Namaste. The last question. This is from Leon. He does not tell me where he listens to us from. He says, I love being scared. What's wrong with that? It's not a matter of wrong. It's a matter of harm. What are you doing to yourself? Why is it that most of us in this world have little or no regard for the damage we do to our minds, our bodies, through emotion and through the whole activity of the way we deal with our emotions? Is being scared something that we should be cautious about? Absolutely. Because it's like smoking for the body. You begin to find that in that stress of being frightened, there is the unconscious mind pouring out to you all sorts of things that the emotions are running around trying to aggravate and get into order. The brain hears what the emotions are doing and tries to make an orderly sense of it all, a logic to it, in order to control it, to control those emotions so they don't totally overwhelm us. But there comes a point where we are totally overwhelmed by our fears. And our body starts getting, well, our heart rate, as you might know, would go up. Our muscles get tight. Our digestive system starts suffering immensely. And the unconscious mind starts inventing all sorts of imaginary things that could or would or will happen to us, which petrifies us and puts us in a place where our minds are incapable of any kind of cognitive understanding that is beyond fear. The culprit here, the real culprit, is the unconscious mind and how it collaborates with our emotions in our body and sets forth the hormones that make us think and believe and illusions that we like to have. And most of our fears are based on delusion and illusion. So we become delusional and we lose our sense of balance, our inner sense of balance. So then when something that is really, let's say, dangerous or threatening comes about in our life, we don't handle it well, or we don't handle it at all, or we're overwhelmed by it instead of being measured inside of ourselves, measured by the ability to see it for what it is, to see the reality of what our fears are. And being frightened should not be a hobby. It shouldn't be something that we do to entertain ourselves. It should be something that we understand and can meet with some sense of reckoning, some sense of balance, of peace, of seeing things as they are, accepting things as they are. So I hope that helps you. I'm out of here. It's already time. I could go on and on. Forgive me. Thank you for your question, Lisa, and please forgive me. Namaste. You have a wonderful, wonderful Halloween. And may it be one where you truly, truly enjoy the children and love them up, laugh and have joy with them. Thank you for listening. Please forgive me. Namaste.